One of the tailors at Chicago Custom Tailor Shop on San Antonio's north side is altering some pants. The small shop filled with buttonhole, tacking, and sewing machines is closed to new business right now, but owner Juan Rios says they can do anything you need. Right now, Rios is doing something he's never done in 24 years, getting a business loan.
It's going to be tough, because being a small business like me, I mean, there's nothing coming in already, so you got to pay the bills anyway.
Rios used personal loans to fund his business throughout the year, some with as high as 18% interest. The reason, he says, banks say they're too small. Shop has never had more than 7 employees and now is down to 2 plus him. It's to the point where he stopped trying.
I do not know exactly what it is. So we are too small, and they are afraid we're not going to pay for it. That's what I think. But it's part of discrimination, probably, you know.
Bank loans under $100,000 dropped by nearly 50% to small businesses between 2007 and 2018 across the board, according to federal data. It shows small minority-owned businesses struggle to access bank financing. The Federal Reserve shows Latino business owners are more likely than their white-owned contemporaries to face funding gaps and to turn to personal loans and credit cards. For Latino business owners, this downturn is looking especially bad, says Noel Yoyo with the National Association for Latino Community Asset Builders.
This is going to be a long-term structural macroeconomic hit on the U.S. economy, and then a sort of generational sort of asset destruction for communities of color and low-income people in particular.
The Great Recession set Latinos back a long way, he says, and this could be worse. The good news, he says, is we know we need to get cash into the hands of business owners. He lauds the idea of the Paycheck Protection Program. The bad news is that by largely going through big banks, they're leaving communities of color, communities less likely to have an existing relationship with a bank, out.
It's not about not having good enough access. It is being shut out entirely. That's the status.
He says these channels of money are like a game on The Price is Right.
It's kind of like Plinko from The Price is Right, if you remember that.
You drop the puck in, the puck is money in this analogy, and it rattles around. Eventually landing in someone's account at the bottom. He says the Plinko board, which charts the flows of capital, are leaving out a big portion of the low-income community.
And so if dollars are all being channeled into certain baskets, we need to think about rearranging the pegs or using a new board or however you want to strain this metaphor terribly.
One way to do this is by pushing Treasury and Congress to use community development financial institutions. CDFIs aren't banks. They offer loans to underserved communities. Data from the University of New Hampshire shows roughly 80% of those loans go to minority or women-owned small businesses. But only a fraction of the around 1,000 CDFIs are certified to loan these federal relief dollars.
These are already Treasury-certified financial institutions. So they didn't get the certification from Treasury because they were walked off the street. It's the Treasury Department.
Yo-Yo and many other advocates want the Treasury to greenlight all these institutions. San Antonio-based CDFI Lift Fund is going full steam offering the relief loans, but the organization only offered around 1,100 loans across 13 states total in 2018. The scope of the current downturn is far greater. The question remains if it can handle the volume or even has the capital on hand to lend.
That is why today we have announced a commitment of $50 million for loans to small businesses across Texas.
Goldman Sachs Chief Operating Officer John Waldron announced Monday they'd be putting $50 million of their dollars into CDFIs, including $25 million for Lift Fund, to keep those dollars flowing. It's part of its $550 million going towards CDFIs nationally. It's not clear if that'll be enough. Juan Rios at Chicago Custom Tailor Shop didn't go through Lift Fund, and he's begged off banks for years.
If you want to make a dollar, you have to work for the dollar. If you go and spend 3 hours waiting for somebody to tell you something in the bank, you're losing money. Mm-hmm. You don't make any money. So.
And there's no guarantee.
There's no guarantee at all.
Thankfully, this time, he says, the bank came to him. Comerica Bank emailed him, and he filled out his PPP application in recent weeks. He hopes he gets $25,000 soon. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.